This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, I have recited an ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do everything solely for the sake of Almighty Allah. Then I have also recited and rendered before you a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِنَّمَا الْعَامَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, our actions will be judged by the intentions we make for that action. And that is a very famous hadith of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is one of the most famous sayings of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a most beautiful saying, a comprehensive saying, which contains oceans of knowledge in this one saying of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written that one third of deen is in this hadith. One third of deen is in this hadith. And there is no exaggeration in it. Therefore, great scholars, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Baghawi, Sahib al-Mishkat, when they start off the compilation of hadith, they put this hadith as the first in the compilation. The first hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. عَمَال کا دار و مدار نیت پر ہے اور ہر شخص کو اس کی نیت کا اجر ملے گا. یہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بہت مشہور حدیث ہے. علماء کا کہنا ہے کہ یہ حدیث دین کا ایک تہائی ہے اور اس میں کوئی مبالغہ نہیں. اور جلیل القدر علماء جیسے امام بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وغیرہ نے اس کو اپنے صحیح میں سب سے پہلے حدیث اور اپنے حدیث کی کتابوں کو اس حدیث سے شروع کیا ہے. They started the compilation with this hadith. And this hadith gives us many great lessons. Amongst the great lessons it gives us, one of the lessons that it gives us is that it shows us the importance of niyat, the importance of intention. Now, brothers, you and I, we are very weak with regard to forming and formulating intentions for our deeds. But without formulating intentions, we will not get the spiritual rewards with regard to our deeds. Niyat is a very, very important thing. I can't overemphasize the importance of niyat. The power of niyat is very great. Let me give you an example. There are so many great rewards which are attached to wuzu, for example. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever makes wuzu, then all the minor sins that he did with his hands, it gets wiped away. But all of these benefits, the spiritual benefits and the rewards of wuzu will only be attained if you make niyat for it. If before wuzu you did not make niyat, that I am making wuzu for the sake of Allah, for the sake of purifying myself, then just washing the portions of the body that forms wuzu will be good enough for you to perform salat. Your salat will be valid, but you won't get the reward of wuzu. وضو کے کرتے وقت اگر آپ نے نیت نہیں کی تو وضو کے جو ثواب ہے وہ آپ کو نہیں ملے گا. اس وضو سے نماز کو پڑھ سکتے آپ, لیکن وضو کے جو ثواب ہے حدیث میں وہ نہیں ملے گا. This shows you the importance with regard to niyat. And the power of niyat is so great that a man can transform his life because of niyat. A man can transform his entire life because of ibadat. اس کا جو ہے وہ پورا زندگی بدل سکتا ہے ایک نیت کے ساتھ. یو آر ڈوئنگ تھنگس فار دا سیک آف دنیا, یو آر ڈوئنگ نارمل تھنگس. ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون ہیز ٹو ڈو سرٹن تھنگس, We have to get up in the morning, we have to go for a job, we have to go for our halal risk, we have to go and make wuzu, we have to go and make a shower, we have to go and eat. All of those things we do. But one niyat before that will transform that entire act into ibadat. So one is you're going for the sake of your job, you're going to open your business, you're doing it because it's a normal pattern of your life, a normal routine of your life. And one, all of a sudden you're doing it because Allah ne kaha hai. Allah has told us to earn halal risk. Now that one niyat transforms your entire life into an ibadat. This is the power of niyat. That a man can use his niyat to transform his entire life. Intention makes you a selfless human being right from the very beginning. This is the import. My Ustad Hazrat Maulana Idris Mirti Rahmatullah Ali, he taught us Sahih Muslim. He wrote a commentary on Riyazu Salihin in Urdu. Riyazu Salihin ka unhone Urdu mein unhone uska sharah likhi. To usme unhone ek baat likhi, nek niyati ek mustaqil ibadat hai. Nek niyati ek mustaqil ibadat hai. To make good intention is a separate good deed, different from all other good deeds. Make niyat for your deeds. Make intention for your deeds. You and I, we don't make niyats. We don't formulate opinions. We don't formulate intentions, because of which we deprive ourselves of great amount of spiritual benefits. Can I show you what is the power of niyat? Hadith ke kitabon mein ek waqia likha hai. There is a hadith kitab, there is one beautiful incident that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going for Tabuk, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now Tabuk was an expedition, it was a jihad, it was a journey which had lot of sacrifices. So many different sacrifices. You had to sacrifice your wealth, you had to sacrifice your time. It was in the peak of the summer months, and people were finding it difficult to go. And then some of the people, because of the long journey, they couldn't make it, they were in Medina. And during the course of the journey, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma salaka tariqan wala wadiyan." You do not cross any valley, you do not cross a mountain top. But there are people in Medina, they will get the same reward you are getting. Medina mein jo log hai, hum Tabuk mein ja rahe hain aur bahut qurbani ke sath ja rahe hain, Medina mein log baithe hue hain, wo unko usi wahi ajr milega jo aapko mil raha hai. Kyun? Unki niyat yahi thi ki aapke sath ho jaye. The niyat was that they must be with you, but they couldn't go because of a reason. Because of that, they will get the same reward you are getting. This is the importance of niyat. Aajkal hum koi bhi kaam karne se pehle apni niyat ko durust nahi karte. Iski wajah se hum ruhani faydon se mehroom reh jata hai. Mu'min niyat ko durust karke apni puri zindagi ko ibadat mein badal sakta hai. Niyat ki durusti insaan ko be-gharz bana deti hai. And then our ulama have written there are four types of amal. Now this niyat is important, but we have to keep a perspective with regard to it. There are four types of deeds. Good deeds with good intention. Good deeds with evil intention. Bad deeds with good intention. And bad deeds with evil intention. Now all of that besides the first one is praiseworthy. So a good deed with evil intention, no good. We believe that the deed must also be good, the means also must be good. So ye char kisam ke amal hai. Achi niyat se achhe amal, bure niyat se achhe amal. Aur achi niyat se bure amal, aur buri niyat se bure amal. Now all of that, sirf pehle wajah hai, sirf sabse pehla kisam, sirf wahi durust hai. There's the only one that is correct. And the reason is, you see, we don't believe in having a good deed with wrong intention. That's also not good. And we don't even believe in doing a bad deed with good intention. Like how Robin Hood steal from the rich to give the poor. So yeah, we steal from the rich. So what? We're stealing from the rich and we're giving the poor. No. The only thing that will be good is a good deed with good intention. So the first thing, my dear respected brothers, is for us to understand from this hadith is the importance of niyat. In reality, this is supposed to be a bayan on its own. But let us go to the next. The next portion is, because niyat is so important, the next point is, now what you must do is, every deed of yours must be for the sake of Allah. Every deed of yours must be for the sake of Allah, because without sincerity, which is the soul of our deeds, the soul of our deeds, without that sincerity, our deeds has no existence and no value. Now, our deeds should only be for the sake of Allah. Now, all of us, we like rewards. Huh? We all like rewards, and we all like freebies. There's a saying in Gujarati, mafatna mari tika ni lage. The free marcha you get, the free pepper you get, you'll never ever find it to be strong. But if you buy it, you'll complain that it's strong. So we all like freebies. Especially we Gujaratis, we like, if someone tells you there's a freebie for 5 rand, you'll take 20 rand petrol to go and get 5 rand freebie. We all like freebies. So Allah Ta'ala tells us, because we like rewards, we all like rewards. Who doesn't like reward? Allah says, demand rewards and ask for rewards. But don't ask human being for rewards. Ask Allah for rewards. Because only Allah can give you the best of rewards. Human being will never give you reward. And if he gives you also, there is some matlab behind it, why he's giving you. By and large, there's always something. By and large. There are people who give also for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has made mention of it. So Allah Ta'ala tells us, go and ask Allah for rewards. Seek rewards, but ask from Allah. In the 19th Supara, there's about 5 rukus. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, they said the very same thing when they asked of Allah. Ya qawm, la asalukum alayhi ajra. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Our tribe, we don't want anything from you. Oh, our tribe, we want nothing from you. Our reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our reward. So Allah ta'ala says, ask for rewards. But ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ask from anyone else. To ye johana, ye nek niyati, aur usse, niyat ki ahmiyat ko madde nazar rakhte hue, hame har kaam ko ikhlas se karna chahiye. Ikhlas, aamal ki rooh aur jaan hai. اس کے بغیر اعمال کا وجود میں آنا ممکن نہیں. ہر اعمال پر اجر کی امید صرف اور صرف اللہ تعالیٰ سے رکھیں, انسانوں سے نہیں. Right? So this is an important point that we have to keep in mind. Ask Allah Ta'ala for rewards. Don't ask human being for rewards. You know, when this ayat which I read in the khutbah was revealed, you know, tafsir, Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When this ayat was revealed, he says the heavens and earth stood still. The heavens and earth stood still. Aapko hukam hai ke jo bhi ibadat kare, jo bhi nek kaam kare, sirf aur sirf Allah Ta'ala ke liye kare. You have been commanded, whatever you do, do it for the sake of Allah. Zameen aur aasman ruk gayi is tafsir aur is ayat ki wahi utarne par. The entire heavens and earth stood still because of the implications upon human beings, that what is Allah asking them? وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. This ayat has a tremendous impact upon our elders, that when they monitored their acts ruthlessly, they checked their deeds. Are we doing it for Allah's sake? Are we doing it for the sake of Allah? Through this concern, their life became an entire different life to the life that you and I, we make. I give you this example of Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali fought against the British. Right? And he used to give talks in the Jamia Masjid in Delhi. There used to be thousands of people that used to attend his talks. One day, he gave this bayan to thousands of people. After giving the bayan for thousands of people, he was walking out. And he saw a person climbing on the steps of the Jamia Masjid, running towards him. Hazrat, I came from so far to listen to your bayan. I came from so far to listen to your talk. I got late and I missed your talk. I'm feeling very disappointed. Hazrat said, never mind. Come inside. He went into the masjid and he gave this one person the very same talk that he gave to 1,000 people. So his khadims, the people who were serving him, Hazrat, you are so tired. You got such a hectic schedule. For this one person, you gave the entire same bayan that you gave to 1,000 people. So what did he reply? He said, the first time also was for one. The first time was also for one. The first time was not for 1,000 people. The first time was for Allah Ta'ala. The first time was not for... So this is the way the ulama had done that everything we do for the sake of Allah. وَيُطْعِمُونَ التَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَيَسِيرًا. They do, even they feed for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They don't feed for the sake of human beings. There was a person by the name of Abdul Rahman Marwazi. He said, we were fighting the Romans. And when we were fighting the Romans, we saw one person covered in complete. He had covered his face completely. And he tore into the enemies. He was showed tremendous amount of bravery. And he killed many of the combatants in the jihad. And I said, I'm going to follow him. Who is this person? I went behind him and I followed him and I followed him. He went in one particular corner and then he only opened his face. And I saw who it was. It was Abdullah ibn Mubarak, the great scholar. And when he saw me taking out my scarf, he said, are you going to defame me by publicizing my act? Are you going to defame me by publicizing my act? Are you going to disgrace me by telling people it was me who was so brave? Today, what will we say? Are you going to defame me by not telling people who I was? Are you going to defame me by publicizing my act? Subhanallah, this is the way they did things solely for the sake of Allah. So this is a very important. Hazrat Nabi Karim s.a.w. told Hazrat Muaz when he was sending him to Yemen, Ya Muaz, akhlis dinak, yukfik al-amal al-qaleel. O Muaz, do things solely for Allah's sake. Then little bit of good deeds will suffice for you. Will become a means of your safety. Amal ko ikhlas se karoge, to tore amal wo kafi honge najat ke liye. And the third type of lesson we learn in the last lesson, my dear respected brothers, what a great lesson. And that is, do not contaminate your niyat for name and fame. The third lesson of the hadith. There are many other lessons. I will give you three lessons from this hadith. The third lesson is, don't contaminate your niyat and your intention for good deeds and for even mubah deeds, permissible deeds, for the sake of name and fame. Because if you do so, there is a possibility that all your deeds will be wiped away. All your deeds and all your ajr and all your reward will be taken away. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ عَمَالًا. Should I not tell you who is the greatest loser in terms of deeds, says Allah in Surah Kahf. الَّذِينَ ذَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صَنْعًا صُنْعًا. The one who is misled with regard to his good deeds and he thinks he is doing very great deeds, he will get no reward. Therefore, in the hadith, Nabi Karim s.a.w. had said, amongst the first three people who will go into Jahannam will be people whom you and I regard to be doing excellent good deeds. But they did it for the sake of name and fame. And because they did it for the sake of name and fame, Allah will put them in Jahannam. One will be an alim. One will be a generous person who gives generosity and he gives sadaqah. And one will be a mujahid who fights in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will say, put them in Jahannam. The farishtas will say, Ya Allah, why? He said, they did ilm. They did propagate, but they did it, so people must call them an alim. They gave a lot of charity, but they did it because people must say, Bo sakhiche. Very good, very generous person. He showed a lot of bravery in the battlefield, but he did it because people must say, oh, what a great mujahid. What a great person. What great mujahada he did. They didn't do it for the sake of Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palanpuri, may Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, used to give this example. It gives you a proper example of this particular hadith. Now you will realize why Allah won't give such people a good deed. He say, hey, mazdoor, ne? A person went to go and do something for a person. He went to, just say he went to go and put up something, or he went to go and fix up something for a person by the name of Musa. Musa ke liye unhone mazdoori ki. To Musa ke liye mazdoori ki, uske baad jo hai na, wo Isa se paisa mangne ke liye gaya. So he went to Isa to go and fetch money. He did it for Musa and he went to Isa. So Isa will tell him, by who did you do the work for? He say, I did it for Musa. So what will Isa tell him? You did it for Musa. Go and ask Musa for money. Why are you coming to ask me for money? Huh? Musa ke liye agar kiya, to Musa se paisa mango. Mujhse kyun paisa aakar mangte ho? If you did it for Musa, go and ask Musa for money. Why are you asking me for money? Allah on the day of Qiyamah will tell people the same thing. You did it for the sake of people. Go and ask them to give you. You gave it, you did it for people must say you are very pious. You did it because people will say you are such a great speaker. You did it because people must say you are so sakhi. You are so generous. You did it, people must say, this person made so much mujahada. You did it for them. Then why are you asking me for money? Why are you asking me for reward? Go and ask the people for reward. Ya Allah. May Allah, Allah save us, my dear respected brothers. The realization and the consequences of the hadith are so great. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day telling the sahaba, he said, the greatest thing I fear for you is shirk-e khafi, a minor form of shirk. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a greater trial than even the trial of Dajjal. The greater trial than Dajjal. He said, what, Ya Rasulullah, what is a greater trial than Dajjal? You're doing things for the sake of name and fame, not for the sake of Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq of understanding the importance of this hadith, my dear respected brothers. What did we say? Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Three important lessons, amongst many other lessons. The importance of niyat. Niyat can change our life. The power of niyat. The second thing is, your niyat becomes important by sincerity, doing it for the sake of Allah. It's very great. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And the third thing, don't contaminate your amal. If you contaminate your amal, your entire deeds are wiped away. May Allah give us a tawfiq of understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.